Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Slappy Vision. The Slappy Universal Excitement System, or SUX for short, is the world's first 6.5-bit console featuring an intuitive 3-way D-pad and a robust 26-button controller.
Who could forget video games? Comes with a compelling video game library composed of such classics as Cheese Grater,
Wonder Years the Video Game,
The Legend of C-SPAN,
The Great Truck Stop Escape,
and our number one selling game, Ross Perot's Filibuster Extreme Turbo Alpha for America Edition.
Hi, I'm Ross Perot. I own more money than God and Texas. And I'm here to tell you, I'm tired of flirtatious females getting ahead in life by entering the STEM industry. We're going to tell you how we're going to remedy this. We're going to slash their college dreams in half by producing a 4-day-long rich filibuster. With the software you'll find enclosed in the Ross Perot's Filibuster Extreme Turbo Alpha for America Edition, you'll learn how to filibust nuts with the best of them and destroy any law in the land for your own personal benefit. Be sure to pick it up. It's also the only game on Slappy Vision to get the authentic Ross Perot guaranteed seal of approval.
Slappy Vision. If it ain't slappy, it's crappy.
If life is crappy and you want to get happy, well, come and play the Slappy.
Hello, strangers. Back again after another week break.
Yep.
Life is getting the best of us. So, anyhow, I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm joined, as always, Mr. Brandon Gentry.
How you fuck yourself, man?
We are the Good Old Gamers Podcast. Indeed. Hopefully you know that by now. You are joining in with us. It is April 16th, the day before Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the day this giant rabbit rolled a rock down a hill after... I don't think they'd let him eat eggs for 3 days or something.
Oh,
That's the story of
all
Easter.
All I know is, you know, Jesus came back, he had to hide the fucking eggs.
Well, Jesus was the rabbit's name, right?
Fuck, I don't know.
Shit, I'm wrong.
Was he from Mexico?
Peru, maybe? Oh. He wasn't American, I know that. Yeah. I don't know. Not sure.
That's such a non-holiday to me.
Yeah.
Like, I still have to do shit, but I don't want to do anything because it's not a holiday to me.
I just miss being a kid and doing the Easter egg hunts where, like, my grandpa would always put some fucking money.
That was the best.
That was cool shit.
I mean, the candy stuff was fine, but being the badass that
Show me the Benjamins.
Yeah. Being the badass kid who found the giant egg with the $20 bill in it, you were king of the roost, you know, if you found that badass thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was back in the day when, like, not everybody got the same shit. Like, now everybody gets the same fucking thing because it's all participation shit. I remember, like, when we, like, in first grade and shit, us going Easter egg hunting on the playground, and there was, like, you know, some kids get the $5, $10, even $20 eggs. They were fucking badasses.
Yeah, tough shit.
Yeah, I just got a bunch of fucking Smarties and Tootsie Rolls.
They get money, you get fucking diabetes. Yeah. Fair trade. that's what I miss about it.
Yeah.
Getting the candy. I do miss, like, getting the little candy, you know, and shit. I actually have an Easter story one time. My grandma took me to get a picture made with the Easter Bunny down at Sportsman's Lake.
That sounds awful.
Well, I cried because I wanted to go home with the Easter Bunny. I wanted this Easter Bunny to do weird things to me.
He had a pretty nice van.
Yeah, he did.
Had Super Nintendo.
He had
that
all
thing.
Kinds of candy that made me drowsy as fuck when I eat it, too. Like, he seemed like a great person.
I was thinking a really nice, relaxing nap after eating the Easter Bunny's candy.
Yeah. I had to hop around like an Easter Bunny after he got done. I think he was called a Keister Bunny. You gotta watch out for them. But no, I went to this Easter celebration thing, and I don't remember exactly what it did, but you competed against other kids for like little prizes, and one of the prizes was a Travel Connect 4, and I wanted that so bad, and this kid beat me, and I just remember crying and just being like, fuck you, kid, fuck you, Keister buddy. No, I was devastated.
But, you know, that shit was good for us, I think, because we got that shit out of our system then. Now there's adults like that. Like,
yeah.
I lose now, I'm like, eh. Okay.
This is life.
Yeah, I've been losing all my life. Like, who cares?
The only cool thing I really think about Easter now is, I mean, it's an excuse to eat good food.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, you know, the situation my dad now, every holiday kind of family event's going to probably mean a little more now because
yeah,
the situation at hand. But my dad was like kind of just morbidly joking about shit. And he was just like, well, I'm excited about it. I'm doing a crawfish bowl tomorrow. And I'm fucking pumped about that.
I've been on a crawfish kick here lately. Last couple times I went to the Chinese restaurant, I put a fucking hurting on crawfish.
Oh, dude, I went to 187. Well, it's 168. I always call it 18. Motherfucker does 187 on hunger. That's
yeah.
That's what that buffet is good for. I went in there the other night. The past two times I went, we usually go once a week there. That's my favorite place to eat here. Way better than fucking China Garden. I hate China Garden.
I like them both about the same.
But anyways, I went down there and they had crab legs. And the first thing I did was just, I was that fat fuck that walked in. And I'm just like,
get a whole plate of them.
Fuck everybody else. Yeah, damn right. I got a whole plate of nothing but crab legs and crawfish and fucking got down. Went to a crawfish bowl in Good Hope today, which is going to be a little bit of a story of true tales from Alabama later tonight. But, let me ask you, when you eat boiled crawfish, do you suck the head on them?
No, because it's too much work.
I just thought, oh, I've got it down the science where you just crack the sides.
You might have to show me one day.
Do that, and you just get all the brains and seasoning in one suck. So good. I just, like, feel like I'm absolving these little mud bugs of souls.
You're gaining their knowledge.
Yeah. Suddenly, I want to crawl around and shit on myself and eat dirt.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great life.
And, well, the only thing that sucks about crawfish, besides the obvious mess, like, you get mess eating crawfish, if you're at, like, a public place eating them, you look like such a gargantuan fat ass when you're not, because you have to eat so many of them things to even, like, put a dent in your hunger.
Oh, yeah, dude, I wiped out 2 pounds a day easy, and there's probably, still like,
5 ounces of meat in that.
Yeah.
It's not much.
Yeah, it's not a lot at all. I love getting them fresh, though, man. You get them real fresh and cook them that day, it's almost like eating miniature lobsters.
Yeah.
Like, the meat's a little more sweet. Mm. My favorite thing, though, of a crawfish bowl, I like the corn. Like, how that shit gets spicy.
Yeah.
Eat my weight in goddamn corn.
Yeah.
The vegetable, not the band.
Yeah.
This tastes like meth and dreadlocks.
To get some listeners together to have a good old crawfish bowl one day.
That would be cool. We might could arrange that here soon. They're in season right now. That'd be cool, man. Just do a big crawfish bowl like outside. Throw the cabinet out on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Boil some shit. Play some games. Drink a fuck ton of beer.
Yeah. These here Sterling's you
we got? We are drinking Sterling beer tonight for all of our listeners curious. This is a delightful beer that is the 1973 Triple Crown champion of what? I don't fucking know. It's America's Super Horse.
The only cheaper beer was that old beer that just had beer on the can. Do you remember that shit?
I do. I actually bought
a silver can.
I bought
beer.
Some cigarettes one time, too, that was just a white box. Cigarettes? That said cigarettes. I'm like,
50 cents. Fuck like, it.
Who was the genius that copyrighted the word cigarettes and made their own brand? God damn it. It's kind of like Gene Simmons fucking copyrighting OJ. You know, that's a true story.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I need to Google it because I don't want to say it and be wrong.
Nah, fuck it.
I got one of my friends is a huge fucking Kiss fan. Like, I'm talking. Got his whole man cave is nothing but Kiss memorabilia. And Gene Simmons is a fucking expert at making money. You know, like, they even sell Kiss coffins and shit. And apparently he took the term OJ and copyrighted it. And it was like Minute Maid or somebody and sold it to him for like 7-digit
sum. Goddamn.
And I'm just like, who sits around and fucking thinks about shit like that?
Someone stoned as fuck.
Yeah, I guess. Old Gene Simmons, old fucking ugly ass. But whatever, I guess. Well, this is episode 90. Yeah. We are on the official march to episode 100. I think for 100, we're going to try to do something special. So that's kind of a milestone for us. We just hit our second year anniversary.
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks ago. So, happy birthday to us. If you'd like to send us some cool shit.
Yeah, happy birthday to us.
You can do that. Yeah. I mean, 2 years, you know, in the grand scale of shit isn't shit.
It ain't shit.
But it is kind of, to me, it's remarkable to me that we've already been doing this for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I feel like for our 2 years we've been going, we've kept a pretty good foothold and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got some really good listeners, and if it wasn't for y'all, we still wouldn't be here. So give yourselves a round of applause for that.
Thank y'all.
Well, we are here to talk about video games and shit, so I guess we're going to kick it off with a little bit of news.
I saw that Slappy Visions are going on eBay for $3,000.
Yeah, they got a Slappy Vision Classic coming out that's got 30 packing games. That it releases September 11th and is discontinued on September 12th. And it has games packed in such as Cheese Grater, Cheese Grater's DLC, The Limburger Years. It also includes Legend of C-SPAN, Ross Perot's Filibuster Extreme Turbo Alpha for American Edition, and Ross Perot's How to Possibly Almost Become President, which was a terrible game.
Yeah.
It's like the
only game. No matter what you do, you still lose.
I was going to say, it's the only game where you're just like meant to fail. Let's
talk some goddamn news.
Let's talk some goddamn news.
I'm going to knock my Nintendo shit out of the way. I guess
I'm saving my Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to talk about let's just go ahead and talk about it, because I have a feeling we're going to talk about this one for a minute, so it ain't going to matter.
I guess the big news, Nintendo stopping production of the NES Mini.
They announced this day before yesterday, so like the fucking 13th.
Yeah.
They officially announced plans to discontinue the NES
Classic. I don't understand why. They could not keep them things on the shelves.
Do you know what Nintendo's excuse for the reason why they're discontinuing
this? I saw they didn't plan this as a long-term project or something like that.
They didn't plan it as a long-term project, and they're not wanting to take any attention away from the Switch. And I'm like,
no one's...
If you don't want to take fucking attention away from the Switch, give the goddamn Switch something to have attention to.
Yeah.
Paid to on it. Because at this point, not fucking satisfied. Honestly. Yeah.
Man, them things were selling like crazy. Like they could not keep them on the shelves. And they just decided they hated money. I don't know. Nintendo's weird. Hey, you want to give me that USB cord there?
Yes. Getting low over here.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I don't... You know, they absolutely acknowledge the fact... you know that nobody's been able to get one. They know that. You know, they're like apologizing. They're like, we know that people haven't been able to really get this available and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, because you made like fucking three for every store.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I don't understand the point of, even from just the manufacturing aspect, like the more you make, the cheaper they are to make. And therefore, the more profit you get per system.
I think... My reasoning for it is I'm thinking, you know, they're still selling on eBay right now for like $300.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to see ones pop on eBay, though, that'll be like 700 plus games, ones that people have modded and hacked. I kind of think Nintendo probably got pissed off because it's the thing possible. Got modded and hacked so easy, and they're just kind of like, fuck you. We're not giving you an official way to pirate our shit. You know? Yeah. That's... Seems to me, I mean, very possible, because you know how Nintendo is about piracy. That's like their number one fucking damned if you do kind of thing.
Yeah, it's... I don't understand it, because it's not like there isn't ways to fucking do it without this. You know, the Raspberry Pi will do way more.
Well, the Switch being fucking cartridge-based, it's going to be just a matter of time before somebody has that thing hacked and has a fucking card out for it you can throw in
it. The fucking Wii is a great emulation system. Yeah. Man, you could load all... It didn't take you but like 30 minutes if you didn't know what the fuck you're doing.
To soft mod the fuck out of it.
Man, they made great emulation systems. I don't know. It just pisses me off.
I just don't understand. You know, Nintendo's already got Virtual Console.
Yeah.
Online for Wii U, 3DS. Why not have released the NES Classic and just had... You know, you want to talk about a real cool way they could have made money. And this is something I thought at the get-go. They only released the 30 games on the NES Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Why not release it and offer like a fucking subscription service for like $5 to $10 a month where you just have access to the entire NES library that you can play on that? That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, certain people, i.e. us, probably wouldn't pay that, being that I've already got the ROM files on my computer. Essentially, but I mean, you know.
It depends.
I don't know. I might have. I mean, that's kind of cool.
If it's a sleek, easy to use, that convenient system, sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you pay like $5 to $10 a month and get anything, or maybe just have it where you could swap games on the actual console out, you know? You could just fucking delete these 30 and download another 30.
See where I'm at? Like, I didn't buy one, and I'm not upset that I didn't buy one, because...
Well, I would have bought one had I been able to find one.
Yeah, if it were just popped up, like, you know, I went to the store, bam, it was there. Yeah, I would have got one. But I wasn't going to fucking wait in line or fight people over.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I don't really need an NES with a 3-foot-long cord that bad. When I have, like, multiple NESs and Raspberry Pi and all the ways there are to emulate the fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I don't feel like I'm out that much.
I'd rather, I mean, I'm like, I like emulation. And I'll play it and shit, but I'd still rather have the real thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one thing that gets me is people on eBay and shit paying... I've seen one of them, dude, had like 32 or 3 bids on, and it sold for like $500. And I'm like, that's crazy. $500 fucking, man, you could have went
NES
and
with all those games.
Exactly. And still had money. You could have bought more games than that.
Yeah.
$500 would net you just, I mean, there's no super rare games on the NES Classic. Just ungodly rare anyways, you know.
Yeah, you could have got all that and a handful of, you know, the bargain bin games. There's a lot of really good bargaining games on their NES.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand their thinking on it, man. Like,
I kind of wonder if this thing was mostly a scam. I don't know if a scam is the right word, but it was mostly a way for them to like keep the PR machine running for them up through the Switch launch.
That's kind of what I thought. And see, I seen on a message board somebody pointed out, which, and I mean, I don't know how legit this is, so don't fucking... nail me to a plank of wood over it, but I read that they were talking about, you know, the Wii U being finished, essentially.
Yeah.
They were talking about a general basis of how many Wii U systems were still out on the market unsold. And they were saying the number of the unsold Wii U units that they would probably end up, you know, pulling back to warehouse and shit. The unsell was real close to the amount, or maybe it was the amount they had left of Wii U and the amount of the NES Classics they sold were double to one or the other. And they were saying, like, maybe they had that whole thing planned that whole time. It's just a kind of a way to recoup lost costs from the
Possibly,
Wii U.
Possibly, yeah.
And, like, it makes sense, like, timeline-wise, the way they released it. I mean, goddamn, the NES Classic didn't even... It released November 11th. It hadn't even been out, but... 5 months, something like that. Yeah. It came out the day before my birthday. And some fat cunt, and I say that word wholeheartedly.
So he was a fucking sweaty cunt.
This old fucking sweaty cunt come in there with their fucking fat, retarded-looking kids and bought all 6 of them at once. You know?
And probably hawked that shit on eBay.
Yeah, oh, most definitely.
Because welfare don't pay enough.
No. You gonna fuck the system. I just... It irks me, man. Because, I mean, I would have liked to have one just for... I mean, I don't know. I'd like to have one.
It's
a throwback to when we were kids, yeah. You know? That's just
love to just have one in box, because the box is fucking awesome. It's like the miniature version of the original NES box.
Well, that thing, ultimately, they're going to be so fucking rare if they don't produce more of them.
I think we might see a resurgence around Christmas, maybe.
Yeah.
They're almost stupid not to. I mean, they are stupid not to.
See, yeah, that or they're going to fucking drop an SNES.
Yeah, they could slowly go through everything like that. Because they might have figured out we're all tired of paying for the same game over and over on virtual console, but we'll fucking do it for the hardware version.
Yeah, no shit. I think that thing, though, is going to end up being more of like a fucking shelf piece than something you hook up and play. You know,
it's almost there now.
Yeah.
If
I were to land one now, I'm going to keep the fucking thing sealed.
Yeah. If it's unopened, I'm going to keep it sealed. Because
maybe one of them things, like, it's 15 years down the road, I sell it to pay for my kid to go to college or something. Well, yeah. My kid that I don't have yet.
Buy
him
a car.
You never know, you know.
Well, on other Nintendo news, and this is news I don't understand how it's happened, but I guess it's kind of proved me wrong on all the bitching I've done. The Switch is Nintendo's fastest selling console in the U.S.
Yep. They said, too, the Switch is like rivaling PS4 in Japan right now.
Wow. It sold 906,000 copies in March.
Dude, I don't have a problem with the Switch. I actually enjoy the console. My main bitching right now is everybody else is bitching with the games.
Yeah.
Nintendo did a Nintendo Direct on the 12th. So 4 days ago. Yeah, 3 days ago, because it's after midnight now. No, it is four days ago, because it's after midnight. I'm an idiot. Anyways, new Nintendo Direct they did, man. I watched it live. I didn't watch the 3DS one. I went back and watched it later, which I was really fucking surprised with. They got quite a slew of 3DS games coming out throughout the holidays this year. I was happy about that, because I was kind of curious if they were going to keep supporting the 3DS or not, and I'm glad they are, because I love the 3DS. That's one of my favorite Nintendo consoles of recent times.
Yeah.
I like it more than I do the fucking Wii U, and GameCube for that
matter. Library for that system is incredible.
It's great. I was happy to see that, but the Nintendo Direct for Switch, man, was so fucking just letdowns. They're like, ARMS and Splatoon 2, and I'm like,
oh boy, again.
Which, I mean, I understand the fact that Nintendo is probably saving big guns for E3, because there's a big rumor they're going to be dropping a new Metroid, which would be fucking excellent.
Yeah.
And Metroid, what was the other... There's another Nintendo series they were saying it's probably going to have. I even seen the thing they're saying that Mother 3, they were talking about doing a localized Mother 3 Switch and shit. You know, and I'm all cool with that. But they showed those two games. They showed Minecraft for Switch, which comes out May 11th.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get it, because I really do enjoy just fucking around on Minecraft. But they're like, May 11th, digital. Physical release come out later. And I'm just like, do I wait around to get physical release, or, you know, whatever on that. They show that. They didn't say jack shit about the virtual console. I figure that's going to be another E3 release.
I think their big release is going to be Backgammon. Minesweeper.
Othello and shit.
Spider Solitaire.
Checkers. The Revenge. Oh my god, that's just not a game. But man, I played Checkers the Revenge so fucking hard last night. played so long, I thought my goddamn eyelids were turning inside out. Can't get enough of that game.
What the fuck? They're releasing backgammon for the Switch? I'm buying two of them sons of bitches.
Better get that backgammon physical release, boy. By God, it better have leather inlays on it. Goddamn it. It better smell like Milton Bradley's goddamn locker in here when I open that fucking thing. Better smell like the cock of Milton Bradley. Fucking. But I just. It sucked. The only other games they really announced was Payday 2. It's coming to the Switch.
The game that's been literally free on Steam every other weekend.
Why?
For the past few years.
Why the fuck is Payday 2 coming to the Switch, man? That got me. Really,
I mean, that's a great game, but
is it? I've never played.
The Paydays are good.
One or two.
But, I mean, they were literally free on Steam, like, all the fucking time. Like, free weekends on there. And it goes on sale for, like, for a penny, pretty much. If you own, like, a fucking a 1998 E-machine with Windows ME on it, you could run that game. So.
Hell yeah. Like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
It's almost like going back in time to help a certain rich Texan stop, become president, stop from making a terrible Ghostbusters movie in the future. That's a random movie plot that me and Brandon have to tell y'all about we come up with. The Nintendo Direct announced Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadows of Valentia DLC, Hey Pikmin, Kirby Blowout Blast.
Is it going to be a real Kirby game, maybe? Did it show anything?
It's a puzzle game of some sort. There's a fighting Kirby game out called Team Kirby Clash Deluxe. It's free. You can get it on 3DS now, but it's got my...
Electronic interference.
Little interference there. It's got fucking... it looks like Smash Brothers with all Kirby's, and it's got microtransactions.
Oh, boy.
They announced Mario Kart 8, of course, which comes out in 12 days. I have a copy of it pre-ordered. Miitopia, which is an RPG coming out.
Sounds awful.
It looks awful. Looks fucking awful. Minecraft for Switch. Puyo Puyo Tetris, which I downloaded the demo of. They're not. And it sounds just as basic bitch as you could think it is. It's Puyo Puyo and fucking Tetris.
Yeah. With sounds really, like it's worthy of a trilogy.
It's a really bad volume trilogy, too, at that. It's like really bad anime skin. It feels like a fucking cell phone game. Rayman Legends is coming out for Switch. That was one of them. Whoopty fucking do. I got it for Xbox.
So I'm going to say, how long has that shit been out? A long fucking time.
5 or 6 years. Payday 2. Sonic Forces comes out this holiday. Sonic Mania comes out this summer. I'm going to pick up Sonic Mania. I mean, I'm all about a new 16-bit side-scrolling Sonic.
I showed Lolly the new fully VR Sonic.
Man, I wept tears of joy. It's so realistic.
Just look on YouTube, really 3D Sonic.
They showed Steven Spielberg's dumb ass up with them dinosaurs, Jurassic Park one, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's the CG of the future.
Took
there.
My breath away.
Yeah, look up really 3D on YouTube. It's awesome.
They also showed more from Ultra Street Fighter 2. Bullshit, not paying $40 for a fucking game that's 25 years old.
Yeah. But hey, it's got first person mode in it. It's I said they got backgammon in the first person.
Yes. Can't wait till Bingo first person comes out. God damn it, it's got a mode where you can turn to the elderly person next to you and just push them down and take their med alert bracelet.
I've been living all my life and I've never been able to play Bingo from the first person view. Dang. I've always played it from the third. I've always watched myself play Bingo.
Say, I always have a fucking out of body experience when I play Bingo. That's how much I love it. I figure out a way to fucking transcend time and space. I love that game so goddamn much. Bingo, motherfucker! But they got fucking Samurai Showdown 4 just come out on Switch. And here's the crowning achievements. You got Namco Museum, which has been released on every fucking console since Game Boy
Advance. I've got that on Steam, and it's got Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man Museum was what I'm thinking of. But yeah, Namco Museum is Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
everything. It's like fucking Pac-Man, Galaga. I think Rally X and something
else. At first,
else.
I was thinking of Pac-Man Museum, which is on PC, and it has a version of Pac-Man Battle Royale on it, but it's fucking gimped. So,
Namco Museum is $29.99.
What the fuck?
It comes with, hold on, I'll tell you. Pac-Man, Galaga, Splatterhouse, Rolling Thunder, Sky Kid, and Tank Force. Six, and Dig Dug. I mean,
solid titles, but I mean, still $30.
$30, make it a 20. I'd pay 20, maybe. We also have Monopoly for the Nintendo Switch, which uses the highly, highly revolutionary rumble feature to simulate rolling dice in your hand.
Dude, I mean, I know I've got a limited experience with it. But I haven't noticed that big of a difference on the Rumble with what you got. It feels like Rumble.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have bought into the hype when they're reporting how awesome it is.
I think you could probably tell people that the Switch cured cancer and they would believe it.
Yeah.
That's really about it. There's a few other things coming out. Like I said, I'm not buying Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers, because I'm pretty sure next year they'll have Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers, Turbo Edition. Then the year after that, they'll have Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers, Turbo Edition Alpha.
Yeah.
And so on, and so on, and so on. Capcom is known for milking the tit. You don't get milk, you get blood out of the teat. Yeah. They squeeze that shit so much, they're just like, fuck it. We're about to bust all the fun out of these bags.
Bust these titties up, son.
Fapcom day away. But anyhow. Did you know that Super Mario Kart began life as a multiplayer F-Zero demo?
No. That's pretty cool.
They were working on a new F-Zero. There's a new article that just come out, and they're talking about how...
Well, they just use that the Mario characters as placeholders, and they're like, hey, this is pretty fun.
Yeah. And they ended up turning it into Mario. That's where Mario Kart is spawned from.
That's cool. Bayonetta is now on Steam.
I have seen so many people on Facebook just being like, finally. Oh my God, finally. I've still never played either one of them. Everybody I've talked to is like, man. My God, dude, play Bayonetta.
Bayonetta, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 100. It's fucking great. Bayonetta 2 is 99. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's almost as good, but they're great fucking games, man. They're a perfect expression of a hack and slash brawler.
Nice.
They're fucking amazing. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's this intense button mashing. There's a lot of skill involved, especially in the first one. The first one was a lot harder. But they're fucking great. I can't recommend them games enough.
I'm looking up a price for 1 and 2 on Wii U.
Yeah, I've got it, which I've lent the juice for a while now. I think it's probably still fairly expensive for the 1 and 2 combo.
$57 is what a buy it now is going for the first print of the combo. Bayonetta 2 is like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 55 to 57 is what I'm seeing on here. Which, I mean... If that game is just as good as everybody I've talked to, it'd be worth $60.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely worth it.
Does it got good replay value and shit?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be replaying it now if I still had the game, but it's at Juice's house, so I can't play it right now. But there's a lot. Just trying to get a higher score, like perfect scores and all these levels and unlock everything. It's really challenging. It's not so challenging to beat, but it's challenging to perfect.
I'll probably end up picking up a copy of this then.
I love the cinematics of it. They do kind of overplay the sexy lady stuff a little too much. Like, almost to the point where I'm kind of cringing a little bit, but it's good, though.
She's like ninja kicking somebody in the face, and you see a puss lip just popping out.
Well, like when you beat Bayonetta 1, you get like this slow pace strip tease without the stripping in it. It's, I guess, a sexy dance and whatever, and it's just like, I just feel like it's such a fucking weeaboo. Like,
Is this worth setting my controller down to pull my cock out over? Like,
yeah, it's like, it's awkward like that. Do you expect me to put my hand in my pants right now? I mean, I'm thinking about it, but I'm just wondering if that's how this part goes. Like, you're going to fucking bust out a fight scene on the end of this credit, and I'm going to be caught with my pants down literally, am I?
Now you just left with a sticky X button.
When I was watching that, I felt like I just came back home from a One Piece convention. I was in the hotel room from the One Piece convention, and I was getting a little frisky.
I'm not going to lie, a One Piece convention sounds like pure hell on earth.
Yeah.
I don't know jack shit about the One Piece series. Neither do I want to know jack shit about it.
Yeah, same here.
I have a friend that has berated that shit in my head, and finally I'm like, this is almost like Christianity. Stop pushing that shit, man. Like, stop.
Ugh.
Terrible.
But yeah, I recommend it. I didn't write down how much it was on Steam. Whatever number they put in there.
I want to say it's like fucking $10 on
Steam.
It's
not much. $10 or $20. Whatever number amount they put in there, it's worth it. If it's $100, it'd still be worth it. I'm not saying that there's not a better deal out there, but that game's worth $100 just because it's so fucking good.
That, I mean, for you to say that.
It's great.
That means a lot, because I know you're very critical in games and shit. So I'll pick it up. $60, I mean, ain't no different than buying. And technically, I mean, Wii U still, technically, I guess, current gen.
Yeah, more or less.
Being that, I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess so. Well, I don't guess it is. Is something considered current gen if they stop supporting it?
That line's been great because it's the same generation as Xbox One and PS4.
That's true.
It's become a bar, especially with the Xbox Scorpio horseshit coming out, where it's a goddamn PC in a box where you gotta buy proprietary hardware to upgrade it. That's all it fucking is. Buy a fucking PC.
Yeah, no shit. I'm totally against the whole Scorpio thing.
Yeah, if you can upgrade it, it's a PC. That's the rule of thumb. I mean, the 64 upgrading the memory that little bit, that gets a pass. And that still kind of sucked. What Perfect Dark and Donkey Kong is about all it's worth doing.
Yeah, Majora's Mask.
Yeah, that's right, Majora's Mask. Okay.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Donkey Kong, God, that's going to bother the shit out of me now. I need to know. I think those are the only three games, though, that you just have to have the...
Well, yeah, that was another thing, too, is no developer wanted to castrate their sales by forcing you to have this weird piece of hardware on your Nintendo 64.
I think some people actually figured out how to do the expansion pack in their cartridges or something, didn't they?
I don't know. Maybe.
I could be really wrong about that.
But, yeah... I'm not a fan of upgradable consoles. That defeats the point of being a console. Console is like a one-and-done deal.
Yeah, if I had to do all that shit, literally. I'm looking.
And with a grayed-out line between console generations like that, it's going to be... you're going to eventually run into times where there's a new game release, but... Your old Xbox One just ain't fast enough.
We were right about that on the expansion pack, by the way. Donkey Kong 64, Perfect Dark, and Majora's Mask were the only ones you have to have to run it. Other games just merely did add-ons like Quake 2, Legacy of Darkness, Castlevania, and Indiana Jones, shit like that. Certain games would crash with it.
Nice.
Space Station Silicon Valley being the really? Most notable. So it would crash upon boot up if a jumper pack or a, not a jumper pack, but a
memory pack.
Memory pack is put in. Yeah, jumper pack's the one that come with it.
Yeah, it's just the connector.
Yeah,
you can stuff tenfold down on that bitch and about do the same thing.
Don't do jack shit. That's all I got for news.
I did want to talk about. This is a little bit old news, but I just came across it in February. The RetroBlox modular emulation console was announced. And this looks like some Mike Kennedy horse shit right here. I'm not saying he's involved. I'm just saying it looks like that kind of sketchy shit. I mean, it, in a way, it's cool from what they said. It's supposed to have an optical drive.
In theory, it looks cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to have an optical drive, so you could play PlayStation games, Sega CD games, TurboGrafx CD games, but it's this weird modular bullshit. So it's like, oh, well, you take the console apart if you don't want to play Sega Genesis games. I'm like, you're making this more inconvenient. You're solving a problem that didn't exist with the Retron. Like, with the Retron, it's cool because you have all those slots there. You just put your game in and it works. Why do I have to go hunt out these 5 other fucking pieces if I want to play a Super Nintendo game or a Nintendo game? Just put it there and let it work. No one's that hard up for space that they want to keep these pieces of this console in a shoebox under the bed.
That's true.
It's supposed to be going into crowdfunding this month. I ain't seen shit, so I would say be very skeptical of this one.
Hey, I looked it up too, and I mean, all the things I've seen talking positive about it are like
Kotaku
paid,
and shit.
Yeah, like
places that talk biased, positive about anything.
Biased fucking people. Eh.
I mean, it might turn out cool, but I'm skeptical.
I'm cool with it if it can accurately do like TurboGrafx CDs and shit.
Yeah,
I'd be cool with it. But then I want to collect for Turbo CD so bad, but it's kind of like the
double. I bet this thing's going to have a hell of a price point on it.
Well, see, that's like the double-edged sword of it, because that thing's probably going to have a price point, and any Turbo CD is not cheap.
Yeah.
Like, they're all fucking 50, 60 plus for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Yeah, I don't know about it.
Yeah. Might be better off just getting the Slappy Vision, man.
I think Slappy Vision is the way to go. I'm probably going to trade my Switch for one.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, that three-way D-pad.
What precision?
Seriously.
How do you play Q-Bert, though, you think? Just like
partially?
Three-fourths of the way?
I mean, I whooped ass at Mario with it. I could go up and down pretty good. Like, up and slightly to the left and down.
I'm real eager to play Legend of C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Nothing gets me turned on like watching a good hour or two of C-SPAN.
No shit. Cheese grater is hard as fuck.
I bet. I watched a video one time of a dude cheese grating another guy. It was pretty rough.
I saw that documentary, Man vs. Cheese, the guy who made the score cheese grater. He was doing shots of macaroni and cheese to keep himself going.
We're going to be doing a lot of marathon gaming tonight. I got a bottle of mac and cheese we're going to drink. My buddy over there just intravenously induced some gravy. He's on top of the world right now.
I'm on a butter drip right now.
Oh, God. Like an IV of butter. My skin starts to smell like popcorn. Oh my God.
That's it for news. Another news. I need a piss.
Yeah, me too. We're back. Quick piece of a break.
This Sterling's put a hurting in your kidneys.
Yeah, right. Fucking fills that shit up like it's 1973. I don't know if the beer was the Triple Crown champion or a horse. Maybe there's a horse named Sterling because it
I think
says,
so.
Well,
as
and
America's
and
Super Horse.
America's Super Horse.
Huh.
Well, the jockey was Ron Turcott. The trainer was Lucien Lauren. The owner was Meadow Stable of Penny Shenery.
Hmm.
I don't know. My dad said they sold this beer in the 70s and 80s. He said the old cans and bottles used to have a wide mouth on them, like that big. He said so you could pop it and literally at one gulp you could kill the beer.
Shotgun the fuck out of
it. Yeah. I watched actual, this is just random off subject, speaking of shotgun and beers. I watched a video of a college student running a fucking 10K marathon, and he shotguns 13 beers while he's running and still completes the marathon. I'm like, hats off to you, man. Like, that is shit of legend.
Yeah.
That's like lore right there, man. Like, goddamn. Either that or you're going to hit 30 and your body's just going to be like, all at once. I didn't know cocaine killed people. Since when? Oh, cocaine kills. Since when? I just thought it made me run faster and jump higher. But motherfucker, these aren't Jordans. Cocaine is like Air Jordans for your nose. You just run faster and jump higher. That's kind of, that's a good analogy. I'm going to have to remember that. Next time I'm off somewhere and I'm feeling a little sluggish, I'm going to be like, give me a Air Jordans for my nose. Look, what the fuck are you talking about? Cocaine, asshole. Good times.
Fuck
screw a kangaroo, bang a big goddamn orangutan. Life is such a zoo. There y'all go, kids.
Yeah.
There's your playground rhyme to remember. Take that to school and tell that to your teacher. See what happens. Well, you want to get into the meat of the episode? I'm real ill prepared tonight. I got a few things I've just played around with. I was
yeah,
talking about.
The fucking of finals have been upon me. So from here until May 1st or May 3rd, one of the two, I'm going to be quite fucked and strapped for time.
That's how my deal is. Like, I'm fixing to next week. I've started playing it now. I'm going to start talking about next week. I'm going to, for the first time ever, I'm going to attempt to beat Parasite Eve. I've had that game for years. I've never beaten it. I've started playing it again recently, so I figure the next couple episodes, that's probably what I'll be talking.
Groovy.
Between my dad's being sick and my work schedule now, I haven't had time to do shit this week neither. So, sorry, y'all. Ill prepared.
Yeah.
But if you've obviously made it this far already, it ain't going
to
kill you to listen
come
20,
to expect
20 more minutes. Yeah.
You're a masochist. You're in this very hurting.
It's like the audio version of Whiskey Dick.
Yeah.
This episode is just full of analogies.
We're here, but we ain't doing much.
We're here in body.
We want to dig it for you. We just can't.
Yeah.
We want to satisfy.
But we don't.
We had a little bit too much Jim Beam.
We kind of just roll over and go to sleep on you.
Yeah.
The true American way. What have you been playing this week?
Nothing, but today I've been playing Slapshot.
I've been playing with myself.
Yeah. Only in the mornings, man.
That's the greatest retro game there is.
Been playing Slapshot for the arcade. Playing on MAME.
I actually played that with you for the first time tonight.
It's
I didn't
amazing.
Even know I had it on my MAME.
I came across it purely by coincidence on my MAME cabinet, and fuck, it is awesome.
It is fucking great. It is very addictive. Like, I have a feeling we may throw a couple games down after this tonight again.
Yeah.
It was
But there's another Game Fest I'd love to have, like a tournament of this. It's simple. You know how to play it within one match. You know the ins and outs.
Kind of like Pong and air hockey.
Yeah.
Mixed together.
It's a hockey game, but it's a one-on-one. And it features an eight-way joystick with two buttons. The buttons are labeled as shoot and slice. I can't tell a fucking difference, but if you press both of them at the same time when your power meter's built up, you do a super move. And each character, there's six characters. Each one of them has their own little super move. I know, like, the English guy, his puck shoots into a million pieces. And if you block it as the opposing character, you have to spam.
Get you tapping ready.
Start spamming the button, because that's the only way you're going to stop it, because it's pushing you back. It's like fucking Dragon Ball Z in hockey. They charged up their lasers, and you just blocked it. You got to fucking... It's pushing you back. You got to dig in your heels and turn that shit around, or it's going into goal.
The best thing I've noticed to do is just save your special and not use it. And if somebody throws your special at you, throw it right back at them, counter.
Yeah, you can counter with your special, so you essentially throw it back in their face, which is great. This game is made by Taito in 1994. It the six characters is got...
Oh, the same year Kurt Cobain Slosbird himself.
Fuck yeah. That's a great year. Slosshot came out, Kurt Cobain offed himself. Get two burns stoned at once.
They found that ultimate Nirvana. That's terrible.
Dude. That's great.
I don't advocate suicide.
It's got...
if you want to do it, I wouldn't mind watching.
Each character represents a nationality. So, you know, Tumblr would be mad about this because...
Fuck Tumblr.
It attributes specific characteristics to various nations, so obviously it's racist or whateverist. It's offensive.
Everything is offensive now.
They're not all generic person. We can't even, like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going down that road. Anyways, he's got an American guy. He looks like the fucking Burger King kid, been pumping iron.
He does. He's very rad.
Yeah.
He's got them laser shanks on.
Yeah. He's been pumping iron. He's buff as fuck, and he's decked out in American shit. He's got a Japanese chick who's always, like, giving you a little peace sign. It's got a...
little slut.
Yeah. She's got a short skirt on and some pretty nice-looking legs. Not that it'll look. I mean, that'd just be weird. It's got a huge black guy with an afro from Brazil, and I liked him a lot. He's one of the better characters in my book. A Chinese guy who's just wearing, like, kind of Kung Fu Master type wear. The AI version of him is fucking impossible for me to beat. It's got a fat German guy who drinks beer every time he makes a goal. And it's got this noble-looking guy from England. It's not a whole lot else to say about this game. It has really cool, like, robotic Japanese sounding
yes, announcer. It does.
So, like, whenever you make a point, it's like, goal! If you win a round, it's like, round, get! So I've been doing kind of a shitty job, but it's awesome. The music, I didn't load up any samples. Nothing to write home about, but it fit. The gameplay, you essentially are... it's one-on-one hockey. You can't go past the middle point of the hockey ring. And, of course, you're guarding a goal. On the one-versus-one mode, your goal starts off with 3 to 4 little, like, blocking pillar things. So, I'm trying to think. It reminds me of the little things you see in pinball tables. When the ball hits them, they go down.
Yeah.
Little flat pieces. Your goals have that, so you're automatically safe from one pocky puck going in there from one hit. So, obviously, your goal is to knock those down so you can get the hockey puck in your opponent's goal. And the one single-player arcade mode, only the first... match has that. After that, it's all open and it gets fucking hard as shit. The one versus AI mode is extremely fucking hard. I've never got past the third. The ones where the Chinese guy was the second AI, could not get fucking past them.
It was that fucking hard.
Because he would get in the middle of the ring and it just came into a passing back and forth match. Like, no, you can't fucking move. If you move, you're done for. So you can't change the direction of it. So it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The fucking AI has damn near perfect reflex on that. So it's up to you. Your fucking Guitar Hero skills good enough to keep up with that rhythm? It gets hectic as fuck. We compared it to air hockey. When you get to that point in air hockey when the puck is going faster than you can keep up with.
Yeah, like you go to swing and the puck's already moving the fuck away from you and shit. Yeah,
that puck's about to fly off the fucking table. You're about to get a busted knuckle. Something's bad is about to happen. That's the pace of the game.
I noticed, too, if you could, kind of like air hockey, I imagine if you could figure out how to bank your shots really well.
Yeah.
Like you could. Because a lot of the only time I beat Brandon playing fucking two-player, that was what I was doing, was banking my shots. Which, I mean, it gets going so fast.
Yeah.
You don't have no fucking control over where that puck's going at all.
And as far as I know, there's no any tells. You can't really tell which way the other player is going to hit their puck, except for the direction that they're moving. Even then, you can kind of give it a little fake. So, there's not a great way to tell where that puck is going to go once it gets hit.
That pump fake.
Yep. It's fucking great, man. If you got MAME, check this shit out. Play it with a friend. It's amazing. It's so simple, and it's so hectic and awesome. And, anybody can play it. The girls that missed out on college due to Ross Perot, they can play it.
I think everybody... If Ross Perot filibusts, we all lose. That just seems like an amazing movie poster. It's just like half of Ross Perot's face in space.
Yeah.
And then the other side is somebody else's face looking at Terry. And it's just like, if he filibusts, we all lose.
Yeah, y'all forgive me. Well, some of my gameplay time this week, which hasn't been much, I've been playing the MMO Black Desert Online. You know, one of the reasons I've taken it up is because
I was going to write that down because I'm going to actually.
Yeah, it's very sandboxy, and one of the things I love about it is you can progress your character in a lot of different ways while you're not playing the game, which is fan-fucking-tastic for somebody who can't play games. I'm like, hey, I can get I can earn some money or get some progress done while I'm not playing, while I'm working fucking 10 hours or going to school and shit. So, by that game, the community in that game, they do nothing but shit post in the general chat all fucking day.
Oh, God.
But it's fucking hilarious. It's shit like that, it's so easy girls can play. No one means it, but it's just fucking hilarious because some people bite into it and they get really offended. Like, dude,
this ain't the place to get offended at, man.
Everyone's fucking around.
It's weird that you decided to talk about that because what little I've got to play this week, I bought a game on Switch that I already had on my arcade cabinet just because I wanted to carry it. And I've been playing Neo Turf Masters, which is a golf game by Neo Geo.
Nice.
It's, it's golf, but it's really good. It's originally an arcade port off the Neo Geo or whatnot. So, it's very, very arcadey. The same company that made the Metal Slug games made this.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, it's very fast-paced. The whole point is one or two players, you can do stroke play, match play, or head-to-head. You have Australia, Japan, America, and one more country. There's four to pick from, 18 holes each.
Canada.
It may be Canada. No, Australia. United States, Japan, Australia, and Germany. The four places you pick, there's six golf players. Each one has different attributes. There's Young Hero, His name is George Spinner. He's from the United States. There's the technician.
What a generic, like, United States white male name.
All these are Thomas Stewart is the technician. He's from United Kingdom. Veteran is Frank Adams. He's from Australia. Shotmaker is Robert Landolt. He's from Germany. Power golfer is Fernando Almeida. He's from Brazil. And puttmaster is Toyoshi Takino. That's probably wrong as shit. He's from Japan.
Better than I can do.
Obviously. Or obviously. That's not even a goddamn word.
It is now, goddammit.
Obviously. It's obviously audible. Yes. Just made that Webster's. But pretty much two buttons. Your first button makes your decisions if you can hit the other. Actually, it's three buttons. The first button makes your decision, and button two and three, you can adjust your slice and direction, okay. You know, you're shooting in. All you do, point the cursor, you hit a button, and it starts your gauge. You got a gauge on bottom that goes from 0 to 50 to 100 to 110%. You hit that gauge, and then you got another gauge. It's low, nice, and high. And you just got to hit it dead center. You hit dead center on everything, you make good shots.
You don't want to be low or high.
No. I mean, that's literally all there is to it. It's super simple. I started out playing it on MAME and ended up, they released it on Switch. And I wanted another two-player game. And I was like, that's a good one just to, you know, if you got 15 to 20 minutes, just hop in and play and hop out, essentially.
What kind of variety of courses is there?
You got Australia, Germany, United States, and Japan. Japan has a lot of water hazards in it. Germany has a lot of, like, wooded hazards. United States and Australia
have a lot of Ross Perot hazards.
Yeah, they do.
Filibuster penalty.
You go to one of the United States courses at the right time, you can see Donald Trump actually shitting his pants while playing golf.
I hear he's been doing that a lot recently anyways.
Yeah.
Playing the golf anyway. I don't know about shitting the pants.
Oh, I'm thinking he's shitting pants. And that brings us
to... I mean, if I was the president, I'd shit my pants every day. Someone else clean that shit up.
Well, this is something else we want to talk to all y'all about. We enjoy video games. They make our lives better. They're the perfect escapism for everything. So please, all of our listeners, enjoy video games as much as you can, because World War III is like right around the corner. We're all going to fucking die. So enjoy them all. It's going to look like goddamn Terminator. You're going to see like my skull just get stepped on by an endoskeleton. And it's going to be like, there is nothing but Xbox Scorpio.
I'm kind of glad I've been stocking up my tornado shelter here recently, because you never fucking know.
You don't. It's a rough world out there.
Y'all laughed at me for stocking 30 pounds of iodine in here, but now who's laughing?
Some fat lady's like, I'm allergic to shellfish and I just got iodine poisoning. I just imagine, like, never mind. I'm about drunk.
I just had this whiskey there pretty hard.
I just had this whole envisionment of my head of like the world's fixing to end, and this woman's like fucking absolutely, definitely allergic to shellfish. She's like, fuck it. So what if my fucking esophagus swells shut? Fuck it. Two words that have helped mankind out in history. Fuck it.
Yep.
I mean, I wish there was more I could say about Neo Turf Masters, but I mean, it's just a basic arcade golf game. And it's... I hate the sport of golf, but I like playing golf video games.
You know, we've been talking about these kind of simple games a lot more here, but I've kind of gotten, as I get older and busier, I appreciate them a lot more.
Well, something you can just jump in and play and kind of jump out of, you know?
You know, I used to when I was, you know, 20-something-year-old douchebag. I was like, that game's so simple. I wouldn't play that, but...
8 hour playthrough.
But now I'm like, man, 15 minutes is kind of steep.
Well, it's like somebody's like, we're about to release this new sci-fi epic game. It's got 650 plus hours. And I'm like, some of us got this thing we go to called a job, and it results in 650 plus fucking hours, just as much as your game does.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay $60 to make money.
Like, yeah.
To waste my time that long.
It's crazy how that's kind of turned about face. You know, I used to love, you know, the RPGs that you just sink your life into. And now I just want simple shit I can escape from life for a few minutes. Shit that don't require me fucking Googling 50,000 different things about to master the game. Just something I can just play off and on again and get better at it naturally by playing the fucking game.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons I've got so big in arcades the past couple years. Like, it's just, I don't mind big complex games, but I mean, yeah. Just finding the time to actually sit down and complete one.
Yeah, like that Black Desert Online, there's so much shit to do in that game, but I don't spend much time playing it.
Well, it's like Zelda Breath of the Wild, you know, that's the last kind of undertaking for a game like that I've played. And I've beaten it, but I still haven't discovered near everything yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I do like about the Switch. I can pick it up and power it out of sleep mode, you know, and if, like, I've been carrying it to work with me on my breaks or something. I get fucking a 20 to 30 minute break in the mornings and like an hour lunch generally. You know, I can jump in and play for like 30 fucking minutes and just hit the button, be done yeah. with it, and bring it home and come home and get some downtime and play, and I'll be just exactly where I was. I don't mind like that.
That's something else, too, I've come to love about a lot of modern RPGs, and it's usually been a feature of PC games, too, is ability to save anywhere. Like Final Fantasy VII recently, I tried to start doing a playthrough on my phone with that little controller I got. Worked great, but the fact that save points are scattered so sparsely yeah. throughout, if I'm taking a break at work or something and I got to get back to work,
you ain't going to take the extra 5 to 10 minutes that it is to find that next fucking
no.
save point.
And so my only option is, hey, I guess I got to hit the power button on this phone, you know, put it, you know, turn the screen off and hope to fucking God that when I turn it back on, it didn't just like reset my game to where it was.
And that's a very valid chance you take.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I have not figured out a pattern to it. Just randomly, hey, you turn your phone back on, fuck you. Blast point you
Magic
saved.
8-Ball says all signs point to fucking no right now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So yeah, I really appreciate the flexible save, simple gameplay.
I guess everybody's is, but that's one of the things I like about emulators and ROMs,
safe
states.
Yep, wherever you are. There you'll be.
The argument for that is, you know, well, it makes NES games that are NES hard a breeze. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean,
well, it depends on how you play it, too.
I've always used save state for practice shit. Because
yeah, that too.
Usually, most of the time, if I give enough of a fuck about emulating it and playing it on ROM, I'm going to play it on actual hardware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't toot my horn and say I'm a badass gamer. I don't say I'm the world's best gamer, none of that. I've played enough video games. I've been around the shit for 25 years, you know, got NES at 5, so yeah, 25, 26 years. I'm not a bad gamer
mm-hmm.
at all. And, you know, and I'm not sitting here trying to sound high and mighty or Billy Badass. I'm not that at all. I'm not telling you, well, I got a goddamn 45 kill streak, and I opened, you know, that don't even exist. By God, I did it. You know, one of them people.
Yeah.
I beat Zelda in 13 minutes. First Legend of Zelda, I can beat it in 13 minutes. Yeah, I'm not a bad gamer, though. You're not a bad gamer. And, you know, I actually, any game that just about comes out for a new console, I can beat.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
There's certain shit on the Nintendo that I've owned for over 20 years that I can't fucking touch. Back to the goddamn Future. And a lot of it is because the game's flawed.
Yeah.
In ways. Back to the Future. I've owned that game for 20 fucking years. I cannot get past the second level.
Is that the bar?
The bar level.
Yeah.
I have never in my life beaten that fucking level because you got to take out like 70 people at the bar.
Yeah.
It's like ungodly. Just ridiculous.
This is Marty McFly, not fucking Guts. He's not the 100 man slayer.
I could say something right now that might make fans and listeners hunt me down and kill me.
Fuck it.
I've never even watched the Back to the Future movies.
Really?
Never. Wow. Well, no. I take that back. I've seen the first one.
That's the only one you got to see.
But I haven't seen it since I was fucking 10 or 11, yeah, so it's been forever.
I was a teenager. I
vaguely remember, you know, the main points of it, but 2 and 3, it's on that list with Goonies. Just ain't never got around to watching it.
You never watched Goonies?
I haven't.
It ain't going to be as good for you. Everyone I know, so I loved Goonies when I was a kid, but every adult that I've talked to and I got them to watch Goonies didn't really care for it.
See, I skipped all the childhood classics like that and went straight to the uber violent shit. My dad used to have Swamp Thing and Predator on VHS.
Hell yeah.
I started out watching Predator. I watched my first Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 5 years old. My mom and dad. I don't know, like, that's one of the things I miss about the mom-and-pop video stores, like, walking in and looking at a cover for something and that being your deciding factor of what you're taking home with you that evening.
And, you know, they didn't give near as much of a fuck about what you got, either. As long as mom or dad was there, fuck it. They ain't gonna give you a speech about, oh, this is rated R. You obviously got a young child.
I had that happen one time, and it, believe it or not, it was over a fucking anime.
Really?
Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, when it came out in like 96, 97, the legendary East Side Video that I've talked about often up there in Hartsel, where you used to rent at.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mecca of like retro gaming. That's the only place I ever remember you could rent Game Boy and Game Gear games at. They had TurboGrafx shit. They'd have fucking import consoles a year before they come out in the U.S. there. Like, it sounds too good to be true, but it was legit. I went in there one time. They had those little, I think they called them Video Now, little pamphlets they sell on the front desk that was all the movies that were coming out that month. Well, I seen Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, was coming out. And I knew that it had a fucking scene of Chun-Li in the shower in it. Because I remember reading about that shit in GamePro.
I'm going to fucking beat my dick to this shit so hard. I'm
going to beat my dick like it owes me money. Like... I'm going to chastise my cock. But anyways, like, I go in there. They have a PG-13 version, and then they have an unrated version that just has a big... The PG-13 one, I remember, was a yellow box and said PG-13, and the uncensored one was a purple box and just had a big thing that said... It was the manga official logo, and it said manga for mature audiences only. I get this and give it to my mom, and my mom does not think shit about it. Sets it on the counter to rent it for me, and the fucking bitch behind the counter is like, now this is a cartoon for adults. It has violence and nudity. And my mom's like, well, he don't need that. And I'm like, I'm fucking 11 years old. Y'all have let me watch Freddy Krueger. Yeah. There's Predator. Bitches, naked bitches floating up in a kid's waterbed, and Freddy pops out and stabs him to death. I'm like, whoop-de-fucking-do. You know? But I've already watched Red Shoe Diaries on Showtime by now. I know what titties look like.
Yeah.
Cartoon titties? I mean...
I watch I spit on a grave every day while I'm beating my fucking Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about women empowerment? Watch I spit on a grave.
Talk about Bush environment.
No shit. Boy, that'd be a rough movie to watch if it came in smell-o-vision.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
I don't know if you're watching a movie or if Mama's in the kitchen cooking tuna helper.
God damn. There's so much bush in that movie. You think you've seen enough, and nope, there's more.
The only time you've ever seen more bush than that was fucking 9/11. Like... Damn, that was a bad joke. Oh, man. Oh. Oh, that was terrible.
Once upon a time, everybody had to deal with that shit.
Yeah. That's true.
Those were the dark ages.
Yeah.
Back before people realized they could take a razor blade to that shit.
No shit. People truly just didn't have shit figured out. That was a sign of the times.
Didn't know if that was a porno or a couple fuzzy caterpillars having a fight.
Throwing down. I just expected one of them to catch on fire and the Lord started talking to me. Have you seen the remake, I Spit on Your Grave?
No, there's a remake?
Yeah, it's not. It's actually not terrible. I'll let you borrow it tonight. Okay. It's one of those remakes that just kind of, it's pretty much the same story. It just kind of tries to up the original, like, the violence.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's actually 2 and 3 to the new one as well. Also known as, little random fact for y'all, I Spit in Your Grave is also known as Day of the Woman. In, like, overseas. I think that was the overseas title for it. I like them.
Okay.
I like them grind. I know a lot about
grindhouse
splatter rape movie.
I know a lot about rape.
Well, if it's gaping, I'm a raping.
I'm like. If it ain't slappy, it's crappy.
Yeah, you need to get happy. Oh, God damn it. Well, we've officially dissolved into tasteless humor, like we so often do.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't really checked in a while, because I'm pretty sure there ain't shit there, but we do have a phone number you could call.
Yeah, I checked before I came. I ain't got no voicemail.
We do?
We don't have
We ain't got no voicemail.
Ain't.
Shame on you motherfuckers.
Yep. Now I was even like, I wonder if our voicemail is like fucked up, so I called it. I'm like, nope, it's not fucked up. I should left me a voicemail. I'm like, Brandon, you're doing a good job.
Where's all of our buddies that call us?
I don't know.
Well, anywho, we got a number. 682. Oh, I got a cramp. That ain't the number. Don't call that. 682, I got a cramp. Pretty sure that's called 911. Oh, God darn, that hurts. I was laughing so hard, and you ever laughed hard in that stomach muscle lock up on you? Oh, fuck me. Anyways, 682-777 good.
Call that number, you know you should.
If you don't call us, some real bad shit's gonna happen, and Brandon's gonna remind you of what will happen.
For those of you who haven't called the show, a warning. If you do not call, you will awaken Satan, and infants shall fall from the sky.
Falling babies!
Death will feast on the slow and the witless. Vaginas will turn to stone.
Some pussies.
Yeah.
Serpents rise from the ground. Fly into your sphincter and bite. Demons will travel back in time and rape your father. Hell, Satan! You've been warned.
That you have. I mean, if your dad gets raped by the devil, it's your own goddamn fault.
Seriously. Yeah, speaking of pussies, I think Daisy Gutsberger's been one of my favorite characters on the show.
I do too.
Egg Lady, Daisy Gutsberger.
I think they're sisters, probably.
Probably.
They probably live in, like, trailers that face each other.
Alexander Shinohomi are all.
Daisy Gutsberger is one of my favorites. Oh, my God, dude. I listened to the finished version of that skit, and, oh, man, that's. I would love to have an audiobook that you narrated in that voice. I would listen to that whole fucking, like, the Bible. Make the fucking Bible.
Oh, my God.
Dude, no, it ain't even got to be the Bible. I'm just saying, like, a lengthy book. Moby Dick, anything. That would make that shit so much more interesting to me.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Ugh. Oh, I just imagine this bitch is fried catfish with the grease on her head. She just, like, rubs it through her hair. This bitch buys pussies by the gallon bucket. She just takes the lid off.
I just imagine, like, the Billy Madison scene where, like, he sees, like, the hot MILF. Like, she blows it, gets her son to blow her nose, and she rubs it on her boob. Imagine that with like the scalding hot catfish grease. Fucking giving me third degree burns.
She's just like,
she's too coked out to know about it.
Like, she's just like,
she just reaches in a bad ball of grease.
She's just trying to look fucking sexy and shit. Baby. You just smell the skin. What the fuck smells like pork rinds?
Are you trying to audition to be the thing?
She's like, dips her hand in there, trying to be all sexy in her head, just folds back and falls off and grows like goddamn legs. You gotta be shitting me. Oh. Daisy Gutsburger, you nasty bitch. Oh, you dirty bitch. The dirty Sally.
Front row Kid Rock concert attendee. Right? She's at every Coleman Rock the South.
Oh, god damn it. I just imagine, like, she'd be one of them bitches. And I say this, she ain't a woman, she's a bitch. I just imagine she's about 400 pounds. Wearing a tube top, sweating Crisco, and is just in one of them little kid pools at Rock the South, like beating the fuck out of a retard with a noodle. Woo! Rock the South! I'm gonna pull my fucking tits out when Skinner comes She's fucking classy. Might even show my pussy when Charlie Daniel comes out.
I'll give someone a blowjob from one of them $8 mac and cheese plates.
Oh, god damn it. Whew. Hand jobs from Bud Light. Come on. You get anal if you got meth.
Pull my tits out when I'm looking scared. And that's so funny because I can imagine someone around here actually saying that.
Yeah. Well, that's the bad thing. I swear to God, they play Sweet Home Alabama, I'm going to start blowing this fella next to me. He's got a jailhouse tattoo on his right arm, says that's the only hell mama ever raised. He's fucking hot. Y'all like playing cigarettes or smoking cigarettes and playing Dr. Mario?
It kind of reminds me of Toby Keith with the sclerosis of the liver.
It's because Toby Keith's so goddamn American, he just snorts beer. Oh my god, dude, I'm hurting. Oh, man. I'm literally fucking paying from laughing over that shit. Oh, my God.
That's not far off from shit I've heard over the years.
No, it isn't. That's the bad thing. Like, fuck. Boss, suck all you fellas off whoever gives me that Skinner box set. I suck the skin off you, Peter. Bad thing is, she's pulling her tits out for, like, the fake-ass Leonard Skinner. Yeah. Like, you do realize the real Leonard Skinner died in a fucking airplane crash, right? I'm like, you're pulling your tits out for technically 38 special claiming to be fucking Leonard Skinner. Why not go to the goddamn Leonard Skinner cover band, Sweet Home? They're right down the road there.
Speaking of shit around here, did you say you had a true tale to share tonight?
I do. It's a very brief one. It was just something that happened to me today.
Should I play the intro?
I think so.
It's been a while.
Everybody in this fucking crowd is about to see these titties.
It's almost a threat.
Oh, you bet they better not play. Just call me the Breeze. You're going to see my tits. He's just like shouting. He's like, don't play. Call me the Breeze. My God, there's children out here. I went today, Good Hope, where I used to live and where we used to record. There's a little store down there that has a deli in it, and they announced they were doing a crawfish bowl on Facebook today. My buddy Josh asked me if I wanted to go hit some yard sales this morning to try to find some game shit. I was like, sure. Well, I drove in town, met up with him, and we rode around, didn't find jack shit. And he's like, well, let's ride down to that crawfish bowl and get a couple pounds, carry home. I was like, all right. So I went to get me an emerald, a couple pounds of that shit, and bring back. Big fiasco. We got down here about 11. The guy told us, he's like, it'd be about 30 more minutes. That dude said he sold like 80 pounds of the shit in 15 minutes.
He completely underestimated what he's going to do.
Exactly. Then. He was like, it's going to take about 30 more minutes. So we left, went to a yard sale, piddled around, come back 30 minutes later, and ended up standing there for another extra hour. So they finally got the crawfish done. There were people that come in there. Like I said, we left and came back 30 minutes later and still stood there 30 more minutes. There are people that come in there and got their shit for us. Well, everybody's just kind of pissed off at this point. We're standing out line. They make the line go out back, and we're standing in the sun. And I'm sitting there. Emma just had called me, and I told her. I was like, I'll call you and we'll leave here. We'll meet up and eat or whatever. I stand there waiting. And I literally hear this dude standing behind me because they're, like, getting down to the last cooler full of crawfish, essentially. And I hear this guy standing behind me be like, boy, I swear to God, they run out of them goddamn crawfish. And, boy, I'm pissed. And I'm just like, all right. They kind of look over at the dude, and I'm like, that guy, he looks... He's borderline mongoloid. I'm like, he ain't gonna fucking hurt nobody. He about bite somebody, you know. Like, so I'm sitting there, line keeps going in, and the line is moving so incredibly slow. Everybody, you know, is genuinely aggravated. We're sitting there and hear that same guy be like, my God, they're gonna run out. My God, they're gonna run out. I'm fucking paid. They're gonna run out. I'm talking, this dude's talking to his dead buddy from Vietnam at this point.
He's gonna get his $8.
Yeah. This dude's like borderline producing a pistol at this point. We're standing there, and my buddy Josh turns around and was like, and he has no filter. He just turns around and was like, what's that fucking retard redneck behind you saying? And I'm like, man, this dude's about to kill people. So I got a crawfish. I'm like, shut up. We stand there for a few more minutes. And this dude, like, I go off and take a piss. We come back, and this dude's literally right behind me. Me and Josh.
Is that NSA tapping in?
Suck my ass, government bitch. But I might not have said that. Anyways, we get up there in line, and I get my food, and Josh gets his. I'm standing there waiting on Josh to get a damn like Pepsi or Coke out of the drink machine. And that guy behind us finally gets up in line, and he is just openly bitching to the people getting food. He's like, "They better be more than two goddamn potatoes in there." Hey, better be, you gonna put some sausage in there, ain't you? Just fucking finding shit to bitch about. And I mean, that's the story. I got my crawfish left. They were delicious. But I was just sitting there and I'm like, that motherfucker rolled out of bed this morning and was like, "I'm gonna let a bunch of fucking bugs that crawl around in the mud just ruin my goddamn day."
Yeah. Hey, went home with that plate of crawfish, put it on a big old heaping help on the lipstick, and just went to town. Put on some pantyhose.
Listening to Goodbye Horses. He's just like, he gets home and he's like, I just imagine the dude's like completely dressed like a woman at this point. He's probably just like sitting in front of a mirror like a fucking crawfish. "Would you eat me? I'd eat me." Just fucking creep.
"Would you fuck me?"
He's just probably like laying naked, rubbing crawfish all over.
Oh, God. He's got a tub. He just fills up with crawfish and lays in it.
I looked up Goodbye Horses, but I forgot about that patch on the mixer. I was, we'll just start playing it instantly. He's like, got a woman down a well, and he's just offering her like half a pound of crawfish. She's like, "This ain't enough.
Put the heads in the goddamn basket." "Would you eat me?
I'd eat me."
Hell.
"Pull my tail off. I'd pull my tail off."
"You'd suck my brains out."
"You suck my head. I'd suck my head." "God damn it. Your butt tastes like dirt." "My butt tastes like dirt."
That's poor man's lobster right there. It's good, though.
That's what I like about crawfish, though, man. You get that shit super fresh. It is just like eating miniature lobsters.
Yeah.
They didn't cull these. Like, they still had, you know, you can wash and cull them. Pretty much put them in water, and they expel the extra dirt and sand. Yeah. They didn't do that. So they had some big old sand veins, but I get that shit science. You just pop that tail back and pull the whole fucking vein out at once. I love crawfish so much. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
But a wild story of obtaining them. I'm pretty sure that dude has already, his wife's body is soaking in lime right now. He just went home and was like, "I don't know why, but I'm going to fuck kill you, bitch."
"Hey, they give me two fucking potatoes. Bitch, you going to pay."
"I noticed that goddamn corn had three kernels missing. Bitch, where'd they go?"
"You eat my fucking corn? I know you've been throwing them titties out of Skinner."
Oh, man. That was probably Daisy Gutzberger's husband, yeah. Not Ron Gutzberger.
Chief of the Gutzberger clan.
Yeah. They got two real fat kids. They probably got them fat kids that always just got brown shit smushed in the corner about them. Almost got like dirt on their head and shit.
"I don't eat anything but mac and cheese and hamburger helper."
I actually think of South Park, because they're making fun of Honey Boo Boo. "Her favorite foods are skinny and butter."
"I'm only 8 years old. I've already had three heart attacks, girlfriend. I'm getting a big heart. That makes me sassy."
Well, before we go, since we're on Honey Boo Boo, Have you seen her mama now?
No.
It's insane. Her mom had, like, gastric bypass and all this plastic surgery done.
Yeah, money.
She's like, she looks like a human. She doesn't look like fucking Sloth from Goonies. I've never even seen Goonies, but I'm like, that bitch looks like Sloth. She got the same draw on her face and everything. I'm like, can't figure out if it's her being cute or she's having a stroke. Like,
she looks like JR from WWE. Like,
like Kane and Mast. I'm going to run for governor of Knoxville.
You know, since we're bullshitting, did you see that Undertaker retired?
I did. My friend said he about teared up because he said
I was pissed.
Really?
I watched WrestleMania. Well,
it was kind of just like they just kind of. I heard somebody say it wasn't as epic as it should have been. Not for Undertaker, at least, because they're like. It's fucking Undertaker, the last of the, you know, golden era wrestlers that's left.
They had him be retired by Roman Reigns, which I ain't got nothing really against Roman Reigns, but he's not the guy to fucking do it. And I've read rumors that Undertaker wanted John Cena to retire him. I'm not a John Cena fan, but it would have been more appropriate. John Cena has put a lot of fucking sweat and blood into that business.
John Cena's like one of the... He's one of the main attractions of that shit now.
They're trying to make Roman Reigns to be that guy, but he's not. And I don't know. The whole thing just left a bitter taste in my mouth. I really think Undertaker should have retired back when Brock Lesnar beat him for the first time. And, you know, that was his first WrestleMania defeat. It wasn't a big deal beating him a second time because the streak's been broken.
Brock Lesnar, though... Like I said, I don't know shit about wrestling now. And I've actually been trying to educate myself to get back into a little bit. Brock Lesnar's the dude from UFC, right?
Yeah.
That decided to become a wrestler.
Well, he was wrestler, then he went to UFC.
Blonde, flat-top dude that's fucking jacked.
Looks like a goddamn caveman. Yeah. Like, he was, to quote Sin City, he was born in the wrong century. He had been at home on the battlefields as a gladiator, killing other gladiators.
He does kind of look like Marv a little bit. Got that fucking beat-up-ass forehead.
Yeah. But. Not a guy you'd want to fuck with.
No.
That would have been appropriate to retire him there. Or, you know, what I really wanted to see when Sting came back for a while, Sting and Undertaker retire each other. That would have been great. Even though I know the tradition, especially among these big superstars, is to have young talent retire them, to put the young guys over. I don't know. The whole thing left a bitter taste in my mouth. The story of it was contrived. Just a few weeks before WrestleMania, they just started the stupid conflict. We're like, this is my yard now. And Undertaker's like, nope, that's my yard.
I can only shit my yard.
I mean, there's some parts of it which I can't fault Undertaker. The dude's ancient at this point. He's been through rough matches his whole life. You could tell he was struggling to put on the show, and it's just, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about him because he's put so much time, sweat and blood into that business. It's just all over. It's just bad.
See, I've one thing I've heard about the current state of wrestling, I've heard certain people being like, oh, we're borderlining on the, like, a new golden era kind of deal, and I've seen other people being like, it's the worst that it's ever been.
There's good points and there's bad points. Women's wrestling is getting a lot fucking better. They're putting on good matches now. It's not all about just titties and ass. I mean, it's still that's still in there, but... You know,
there's a little more athleticism to it than just showing out.
They're putting on some pretty good matches now. And some of it just really sucks. Like, one thing, I understand that you want your old talent there. Like the old guys, like, you know, The Big Show and Mark Henry, guys that I love growing up. But all they do is come out there and lose. And I'm like, I understand you're trying to make your new guys look good. But if your old guys do nothing but lose...
What's the point of even having them?
Because you know they're going to lose as soon as they come out there. And, like, that's not putting the other guys over. It's just shitting on your old talent at this point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll say that for the good old wrestling podcast.
Yeah, we do need to do a wrestling episode.
We do, yeah, we do need to do like a WWE No Mercy or WCW versus NWA World Tour type episode. Just play some fucking wrestling games.
Some WWF Warzone.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
We need to get old Matt Glover in on
fuck
that.
Fuck yeah. I know he'd be up for that.
He's our, one of our other resident wrestling experts.
Yep. Excuse me. Duncan, I know he's all about some wrestling.
Duncan and Michael Makin's actually wanting to do an episode with us at some point and talk nuts and bolts, arcade parts, and MAME cabinets.
That'd be cool.
Which would be fun, because, I mean, anything informative, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, but I really want to redo my MAME cabinet this summer.
See, I've been thinking about dropping couple hundred bucks toward mine and redoing some shit.
So I want to redo all my art, because I know I've made mistakes with it, and I want to go from CRT to LCD finally. This is because I'm wanting to play more and more Steam games, and so many of them can't support a 640 by 480 resolution. Yeah. It's a pain in the fucking dick to get a lot of that stuff supporting a resolution for that old CRT. If I go to LCD, I can do anything. I'll lose on the genuine factor on a lot of these MAME games, but at the same time, I'm on MAME anyways.
Yeah.
I'll just put a fucking scan line generator and stuff and be good enough for an emulator.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. People that are... You can't really be a purist about that shit and have a MAME cabinet.
Right, yeah. If I really, like, really want that original Pac-Man or whatever experience, I'm going to have to get the fucking cabinet.
Man, speaking of motherfucking cabinets, my phone's dead, or I'll show you next time. But anyways, a guy I work with, we have a crew that works over in Jasper. They went by, he got off work earlier and went by the thrift store. Sent me a picture, $150. They had a cabinet that's similar to Radical Bikers, but a little smaller. It's for a Capcom game called Mars. I have it on my MAME. It's called Mars something Hyper Solid G. It's a bullet hell game.
Really?
And it's a really hard to find Capcom cabinet, and they had it for $150. I was actually interested.
I saw down in Birmingham there was some kind of a racing cab that the guy had. He still had the original racing game board, but it's you know, a jamming board. He swapped it out for one of those like 64-in-1 boards. You know, for like $250, everything worked. I'm like, man, that's fucking great.
Yeah, that's...
If I didn't already have a cabinet, I'd have been all over that.
I'd like to have a working JAMA board cabinet, just start collecting certain boards for.
Yeah.
That one that they had down there, it didn't work. It powered on, the lights worked, but the board or nothing else would come on. But still, I mean, $150, the cabinet was fucking flawless. I didn't see any scratches or anything on it, so it'd have been a worthy thing to buy and try to redo, I guess.
That's once my kids get moved out, I'm either going to turn their rooms, like take down the wall in between them, turn that into an arcade, or get me a new place with a basement arcade. I want to start getting into arcade cabinets, but you know, it's gonna have to wait.
That's kind of my deal. I've had opportunities to get more than what I got, but I don't have the fucking space at all. I'm way past max capacity in this room now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the basement arcade's what I'd love.
I got room for a pinball machine, and I'm gonna keep that space open for it because I would get me a goddamn pinball machine.
Yeah, I got some. I'll figure out a place to put a pinball machine.
Something like that.
In
you
here.
Fucking figure out a place for it.
I asked my great aunt a couple weeks ago. They have a pinball machine. They've had it ever as long as I remember. And they're loaded. And I asked her, out of curiosity, I was like, would you ever sell that? It's a... what is it? Lunar Lander or something. It's an old...
Electromechanical?
There's nothing digital on it. It's all electromechanical and everything fucking works. It is amazing. And I was like, well, if you ever want to get rid of it, let me know. She said, oh, we keep that in the room upstairs. The kids love to play that. I'm like, well, fucking kids, like, Lyle likes to play it. Like, fuck my cousins, sell it to me. They're assholes. They can buy 1,000 of these things.
Just make sure you put first dibs on it, so when them little bastards get older, they're not like, I want to buy that. Like, no, I'll call that.
Yeah, no shit. Like, I don't even know my one cousin's name. I'm just like, I'm assuming by your haircut you're an asshole. I will stab you to fucking death.
That's why I am with most of my family. I'm like, eh.
I like my immediate family. The rest of them, I'm just kind of like, it's not like y'all get in touch with me, so why in the fuck am I going to get in touch with you?
Exactly.
That's why nobody, my grandfather, you know, was the greatest person in my world. And I felt like everybody should have came to his funeral, but he didn't want that. He was that person who was like, you didn't have time to fucking come see me when I was alive. He's like, don't waste your time.
That's why
I ain't here.
Don't.
And that's why my grandpa's funeral, it was just immediate family. It was just us.
That's exactly how I am. I'm like, if you could even fucking stop to talk to me in Walmart, don't fucking come.
Yeah, I mean, don't be one of these people that are trying to fucking make yourself look better by... This, I know plenty of people have done that.
Yeah.
A guy I went to school with, I mean, it sucks. He committed suicide a few weeks back. And just the posts I've seen about people going to his funeral and shit, there were people in there that I literally know for 100% fact gave him bullshit in high school. And they're like, oh, I'm so upset they done that. And I'm like, you're probably one of the fucking reasons he done that, asshole. Like,
yeah. That's actually the ultimate slap in the face after the grave type thing. Like,
I've seen that before, and I mean, I hated it, but it was kind of a gratifying thing. I seen a guy, though I don't think you went to school. I went to school with him when he was younger. He was big, big dude. And just, you know, he probably wasn't all there. I felt bad for the dude. And, you know, I was always super friendly, but he got bullied and picked on a lot and shit. And he moved to Vermont and went away over the summer, and he fucking died. Like, of a heart failure or something. He had a heart condition. He died. His mom came back to school. I think it was my 8th grade year. And his mom was in the classroom with a lot of the people that bullied him. And seeing the look on their face when she finally told everybody that he had passed away. It was terrible, but it was gratifying. Because you could see those people were physically fucking upset by what they've done, and I'm like, you fucking should be.
Yeah.
You should think about ending your life for doing that shit to people. I ain't got shit for a goddamn bully.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should go home to your shitty, obvious life that you have at home and blow your fucking brains out. Like, friends help friends kill bullies. I've never really had a problem with a bully because I've always been big enough to hold my own on shit. Fucking hate them, though. Like, fuck you. Kill yourself. That's what you're worth. I don't mind saying that. I would call you a certain word, but we'd have to censor it. Well, we're 2 hours in, and we're to the point we're just fucking rambling.
We're drinking and rambling, so.
It's been a good episode. That's fair enough to catch us up from missing last week. And I'm sorry about that, y'all. Shit's rough right now, so we're doing what we can do. But anyways, you can find us on our Facebook page, Good Old Gamers Podcast. You can find us at our website, goodoldgamers.com. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, fucking YouTube, all that shit. We're everywhere. Y'all know.
We're worldwide.
Worldwide. Send us an email at Brandon or Lyle at goodoldgamers.com. Podcast
at goodoldgamers.com.
Send us your question, hate mail, praise, bashing, whatever you will. Call us 682-777-GOOD. Call us and leave us a message. Some of our buddies we've heard from out of the state would like to hear from you again. So
yeah, man.
Let us know what y'all are doing, what y'all are up to. Anything else you want to say?
No, man. Game over, man.
Game over.
If life is crappy and you wanna get happy, well, come and play. slappy. If you're not happy after that, then kill yourself.